Good evening and welcome to our services tonight at O'Neill. We appreciate your presence. We have those among visitors among us, and we do appreciate your visiting with us every opportunity that you have to be with us here at O'Neill. Buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 23:23. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Truth. What is truth? If you look it up in the dictionary, it's going to say that which is in accordance with fact or reality. So what's in accordance with fact? What is reality? And as we study from God's Word, we know that God's Word is truth. We know that from John 17, verse 17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. Set them apart. Purify them through truth." Your Word, God, it is truth. Unlike sometimes man's truth. Man's truth can be like this story about a man and his grandson. They went on a journey and they're walking and they're leading a donkey, and soon they met a man who said, "Well, how foolish of you to be walking. You know, one of you should be riding on the donkey." So the man puts his grandson on the animal. As they continue on their journey, the next traveler looks at them and is frowning upon this, and he says, "How dreadful for a strong young boy to be riding while that old man is walking." And with that, the boy climbs off of the donkey, and his grandfather climbed on. Well, they continue on their journey, and the next person down the road, he says, "I just can't believe that a grown man would ride and make that poor little boy walk." So the man, he takes the boy, he puts him on the donkey, and they both go riding along. That is, until they met the next fellow who screamed, "I never saw anything so cruel in all my life. Two intelligent human beings riding on a poor little scrawny donkey." So they both dismounted. They picked up the donkey and they carried it on down the road. Down the road a piece, they get there and they meet this trio of this men and this couple of these men traveling. And when the parties had passed, one of them, they turn to the other and they say, "Did you ever see two foolish men carrying a donkey before?" You see, with man's truth, you can't ever get it right. It's going to change. Man's truth, a lot of times, is man's opinion. What we think, not necessarily what we know to be true. Our opinions are not truth. God's Word is truth. Choosing truth. How to please everyone, we just can't do it, can we? Don't even try. The one that we need to be pleasing is pleasing God. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I had yet pleased men, I should not be a servant of Christ." You see, when we try to please man, when we try to please man, we're not a servant of Christ. The sooner we learn that we cannot live by the conscience of any other man, the better off we're going to be. Each of us, as we walk our walk of faith, and as we walk that faith, and we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10, verse 17. So then, as we're walking our walk, who are we friends with? What does our life tell us? Who we're friends with should tell us if we're a friend of God or if we're an enemy with God. In James 4, verse 4, talks to us about the friendship of the world causes us to be what? An enemy of God. So what must we do? We must be out preaching the Word of God. See, when it comes to preaching the Word, we must realize that we must live by the Word. We need to proclaim things that is going to be truth, not proclaim things that are going to be tickling to the ears. Proclaim things that are not going to be in harmony with God's inspired Word. That's why Paul told Timothy, you preach the Word. You be instant in season, out of season. You reprove, you rebuke, you exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Itching ears because they want to hear things that is going to please them. Their truths. Their opinions. And what's going to happen when they get those itching ears? They're going to turn their ears away from the truth. And they're going to turn into fables. Things that are not true. Will that happen to you? Will that happen to me? Has it happened to people that are close to us? Has it happened to people that have stood in possibly even this pulpit? We need to preach the Word. You know, that's why maybe I think Paul, as he's talking here to the Galatians, here, the Galatians, they've been taught, and he tells them, I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him that called you in the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and they pervert the gospel of Christ. That's what happens when we don't buy the truth and sell it not. That's what happens when we buy the truth and then we start trading it for what we want in our life instead of what God wants in our life. But though we, says, are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Our job is to persuade men to obey the truth, not to pervert the truth to fit my lifestyle. Confusion leads to something foolish, like carrying your donkey in that story that I read. Confusion leads to division. And we don't want division among any brethren. We have some individuals who, when truth was told to them, they didn't listen. They sold that truth. As we look at Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, we see how the serpent, he goes to them and he's talking to them. He's talking to Eve there, and Eve knows, and Adam knows, that God has said, you shall not eat of this tree, or you shall surely die. They've been told this. What's the result? Here we have Satan saying, you're not going to die. And the result is, when you drop down to verse 24, So God, he drove out man. He placed him on the east of the Garden of Eden, cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep that way of the tree of life. They were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. They were separated from God. They had sinned. They had not bought the truth. They sold it away and they should not have sold it. Lot's wife. Luke 17, verse 32. Three words. Remember Lot's wife. What was she told? What was the family told? Don't look back. That was the truth they were told. Don't look back. She sold that truth. She looked back and what happened to her? Genesis 19, verse 26, she turned into a pillar of salt. She sold the truth. Ananias and Sapphira, Brother Guy had a lesson not too long ago on Ananias and Sapphira. All they had to do was speak the truth. They had land. They sold it. They were asked, how much did you get it for? They said something, which wasn't, they had kept it back. It was theirs to sell, but what happened to them? When they sold the truth, what happened? Ananias immediately fell down dead. What happened to Sapphira? They come in, ask her the same question. She's asked a simple question. All she has to do is give the truth. She sells the truth, and just like that, she falls down dead as well. We go to Peter. And here in Peter in John chapter 13, in verse 36, Simon Peter, he says to the Lord, wherever you go, Lord, whither thou goest? And Jesus tells him, well, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter tells him, he says, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for your sake. What did Jesus tell him? Wilt thou lay down my life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Here, Peter is saying, I'm not going to deny you. But yet, what does he do? He was told that he would, and when truth comes out, what happens? He denied him three times. And then Peter remembered the truth. He remembered what he had done. He remembered what Jesus had told him. You had denied me. We have another one. We know that Jesus in John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, as the kids said in the class tonight, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Judas sold the truth for 30 pieces of silver. Judas betrayed our Lord and our Savior for 30 pieces of silver. What do you and I betray him for? Maybe it's not 30 pieces of silver. What do we betray Jesus for? What do we, when we sin and we fall into our temptations and we fall into that lust and when it's conceived, it brings forth sin. What do you and I, what is it that you and I sell the truth for? What we need to be doing is buying the truth and not selling it. And buying all the truth, not from commandments of men. Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draws nigh to me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Those things are not truth. We buy all the truth that God said. Romans 8, verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And if you be so in the Spirit, God dwells in you. If you're in the Spirit, God is dwelling in you. He's dwelling in me, and we have truth. But if you don't have the Spirit, you don't have Him. In John 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, they were told. They're going to teach you all things, and what are you going to do with those things? You're going to bring all those things to your remembrance, all those things that I told you. He says, that's what I want you to do. You go and you preach and you teach. You teach what? All the things He said in the Great Commission. All the things I commanded you. Those things are the things that we teach. Those things are truth. We're going to buy all the truth, but we're only, buy only the truth. We're going to hold fast to God's truth, not those commandments of men. But we're going to hold fast to God's truths. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Hold on to that what is good. And what is good is truth. In 2 Thessalonians verses 2, chapter 2, 16 through 17, it says, now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, hath given us everlasting consolation and hope through grace. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word. Establish yourself. Be diligent to do God's word. Be like the Bereans in Acts 17, verse 11, who were more noble than the Thessalonians. Why? What were they doing? They were searching the Scriptures. They were searching truth because they know that truth will set them free. Set them free from what? Set them free from sin. Set them free from the grasp of Satan and the devil. We are to love the truth. Love the truth and have that love for it. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and starting in verse 10, it says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of truth. Do you love the truth? Buy it and don't sell it. Don't let something else, something I would like to do, get in the way of what God wants us to do. Buy only the truth. It's what I'm preaching tonight. Is this truth? Is it something that I just come up with, or is it something that God is telling us? Test those who are the teachers. Test those who are the preachers. Test yourself. We know that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. We know that it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. We're told, do not believe, they're told in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. It says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because, why are we going to try them? Why are they told to try them? Because if it's not of God, it's not truth. And if it's not truth, then it's false. And if it's false, it doesn't belong to God. It belongs to the devil. So what do we do with truth? We share truth. How much did truth cost you and me? Not one thing, did it? Not one thing did truth cost you and me. But how much did it cost Jesus? It cost Him His life. That's how much truth cost our Savior. That's how much He loves us. That's why when we're told to buy the truth and sell it not, we're going to buy it because, regardless of what the price it is, because it is truth. It is right. It is what God has told us. Truth is the most valuable thing that we have. It's the most valuable thing. That's the gift that God has given us. Is His Son. Matthew 13, 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeing goodly pearls, who when he had handed one pearl of a great price, he went and sold all that he had and he bought it. Here he had this one pearl and he sells everything because he knows how good it is. That's how valuable the truth is to you and me. It's worth everything to obey and have the truth. What about the price of family? Think not that he says in Matthew 10, think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, he said, but a sword. And for I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He says, he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Sometimes truth hurts. Sometimes truth will have families that will be split over different things. But remember, truth is the most valuable thing. Keep on believing the truth. Keep on loving the truth. Keep on sharing the truth. Truth. We have to give up our idols sometimes, don't we? What do you mean there, Matt? Giving up your idols. Matthew chapter 19, verses 6, starting in verse 16. Behold, one came to him saying, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? What's one thing that I can do that can have eternal life? We know that Jesus goes through all these different things and tells him, and he's like, I've done all these things from my youth up. But when Jesus told him what he had to do, what did he say? What did he do? Did he buy the truth? Said he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. What do we hold dear in our lives? What do I hold dear in my life? How much is it worth to you? We're told in Colossians 3, verse 5. We're told to mortify or put to death the members of your members which are upon the earth. You put to death the thing. If fornication is among you, put it to death. Uncleanness, put it to death. Inordinate affection, put it to death. If evil concupiscence, put it to death. Covetousness, put it to death. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. All those things that are listed as those works of the flesh are those things that you allow, that I allow, to sell the truth for. Those things are not worth it. Sometimes the hardest thing, it's when we have to deny ourselves. We deny ourselves of things that would make us happy at the moment. But it's not truth. Jesus told his disciples, if any man comes after me, he says, you let him deny himself, take up his cross and do what? Follow me. Whoever shall save his life shall lose it. Whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If we've lived our life and it's not been in truth, what good is it? It's nothing. What will we give in exchange for our soul? What will we give in exchange for truth? Buy the truth and sell it not. Jesus said, what did he say? He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man's going to come to the Father but by me. Neither we know in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What did Jesus say? He said, you believe on Jesus. You buy that truth. In John 8, verse 24, because he said, if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. Believe that, buy that. He said to repent in Luke 13, verse 3. He says, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You believe that, by that. He said to confess His name in Matthew 10, verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess Me before men, him will I also confess before My Father which is in heaven. Do you believe that? By that. What about baptism in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21? He says, the light figure whereunto baptism does not also save us. Not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? By that. What about in Acts 2, 38 when Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that? By that, and don't sell it. He said to obey the gospel. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8, He says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know there are people among us tonight that who know that they need to be a Christian, who know that they need to be baptized and yet have not done it. Do you believe that? Then buy it and don't sell it. Judgment begins. Where does it begin? When we look at 1 Peter 4, verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, at the house, if it begins with us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? If judgment starts right here and the truth that we're living and the truth that we're telling, what's it going to be like for someone that does not obey the gospel? Have we sinned? The wages of sin is what? It's death. Do you believe it? What are you going to do about it? Because we know that sin, what does it do? It separates us from God, Isaiah 59, verse 2. But your iniquities, they separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from us, that He will not hear. What do? Sometimes we err from the truth. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. Do you believe that? Buy it and don't sell it. What did Jesus come to do? The Son of Man, He came to seek and save that which was lost. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. What are you and I doing? Are we seeking and trying to save those that are lost as well? What about those that have sinned? Jesus came, why? For forgiveness of our sins. What did He say in Acts 5, verse 30 and 31? The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew, and you hung on a tree. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance of Israel, forgiveness of sins. You have sin in your life. Believe this verse right here? Then buy it and do something about those sins that are in your life. What is truth? Truth is, if you're not a Christian, you need to be. That is no greater truth than that. And if you are here tonight and you've erred from the paths of truth, you need to get back on the right path right now, tonight, as we stand and sing our invitation song.